If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And later tonight, you're going to be able to see fireworks right out of the 18th floor studio window over Lake Michigan. But America is going to be watching PBS for not only the biggest, most amazing fireworks show, but also some great entertainment. Excited to have on the line one of America's most beloved TV personalities, maybe most originally loved as Carlton from The Fresh Prince, but he is nonstop. You see him on the longest running series on ABC, America's Funniest Videos, Dancing with the Stars, Jack Hanna's Passport, now coming up as the host of a Capital Fourth on PBS. Super excited to have the one and only Alfonso Ribeira. Alfonso, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. I feel like everybody has you. You never stop. I mean, you can do absolutely everything. I know that I've even interviewed you a couple times, I think, for shows on the Food Network. So your versatility is pretty amazing.
Back in the day. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, everybody eats and everybody, I think, can relate to you. And so that's, I think, worked out in a million different ways. All Americans can certainly relate to and get excited about the show coming up. But for you personally, how did that happen? Did PBS approach you and say, let's get Alfonso, he's awesome at everything, he'll be great at this? Or was something like this? I mean, it's an iconic show.
I'm not sure that's how they spoke of it, but but I guess they felt, you know, there was, Tom Bergeron had done it. And listen, you know, every job that Tom does at some point, I have to do. So it's just what I do, right? But no, they came to me and they asked me whether I'd be interested in doing this, and I could not have been happier to have been given that ask. I think it's such an honor to represent our country and represent, you know, all the millions and millions of people here and celebrating our birthday. It is it's a special day, and it's a great show. I mean, this is the 45th year of doing this show. Every year has been incredible, and so for me to be asked to be, and especially now back for the third time to do it, is special. So I'm honored that I get to do it, and I'm super excited for Friday night.
For Alfonso Ribeiro fans, like, what are they going to see you do? You do so many things where you are the host. You're sort of introing and wrangling and managing different entertainment situations or even on the video side. But for you, for this, you know, are you going to be introing the acts? Are you doing anything specific that people are going to be enjoying? Or are you just kind of managing the entire thing as the host?
This year I'm managing the thing as the host. So last year I opened with a number, but this year I'm just managing, which is a pretty large job to say the least. You know, when it's in the 90s and you're under those lights and you're popping from one stage to the next and you're up in the audience and you're all over that place. And so, you know, it's so thrilling because it never stops. It just keeps going. And so that's the beauty of a hour and a half show is this, here we go, we're on live now and we won't stop. So it's very cool. It's very special. And I'm excited. It's going to be a great lineup this year. We've got incredible artists coming, Londa Adams, Abby Carter, Lauren Daigle, Low Cash, The Beach Boys, The Temptations, Josh Turner, Trombone Shorty, and Jack Everly, once again, with our National Symphony Orchestra. It's an incredible show. And we've got incredible tributes and celebrations. So I'm excited again, as always, with this show.
I was wondering, you know, the acts, some great iconic acts that are going to be there. People are going to love to see them. Fans are going to tune in specifically for that. Are they going to be playing, you know, their hits, or are they going to be stretching a little bit and doing any patriotic numbers? What are fans going to hear?
That I don't know. I haven't seen their show list yet, but I know they're, you know, listen, you know, when you bring these people, you want to hear the songs that you know them for, right? Yeah. So even if they decide to do something that's patriotic and do something like that, cool too, but also give us the good stuff.
Then the National Symphony Orchestra, obviously they're sort of the stars of the show there because I'm guessing they're going to complement the fireworks display. Is that what they're going to do, where they're going to try to sync up either their performance live with everything people are seeing in the sky?
There's a lot of that. We also have the U.S. Army Band Pershing's Own and the U.S. Army Herald Trumpets that will be capping off the musical finale while the fireworks are happening, and I'm sure that the orchestra is with them. So it's all together, performing together, and it's a beautiful, beautiful ending.
You're going to be in the epicenter of all of that patriotic awesomeness. Cities and towns across America, WGN Radio, we reach 38 states and Canada, so a huge signal. Cities and towns are going to be doing their own firework display, but this is the biggest. If you could share anything about, like, just what is the biggest like, you know, and is there anything kind of interesting or different that they're going to do with the fireworks other than just more?
It's more. And then when you ask for more, they give you more. You know, I mean, I don't know how else to describe, you know, fireworks, but it's a lot of bombs going off in the air. And the beautiful thing is, from where we are, the backdrop is, you know, second to none, right? So it just fills the entire sky over the National Mall. It is absolutely one not to be missed. So anybody that's in the D.C. area, come out. Because you're gonna get a display that is beyond anything you've ever seen.
A couple fans have texted in and they want to know. Obviously, the last few years and probably in perpetuity, this is how you're spending your 4th of July. But typically, growing up, is this a holiday that you like? Do you guys do fireworks at home? Or, you know, obviously safety first and all that, but a 4th of July for Alfonso?
Well, unfortunately, living in New York and California, fireworks are not allowed. But we certainly, you know, there was always the guy down the street that had a few and then pop, 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 and you freak out. Yeah. But what I loved about it more than anything was, you know, the coming together, right? It's a birthday party, except it's a birthday party for everyone. So that holiday I always enjoyed because, you know, you got together, you did family cookouts, your friends came over. It was always a day of celebration. So it's always been something that I've always enjoyed. But now it's become a tradition to go to D.C. and spend it with the family.
Yeah, oh, definitely. That is awesome. America is coming together on PBS, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. right here in Chicago, and then a rebroadcast after that happening right after as well. So you absolutely cannot miss it. So, Alfonso, if there's any, you know, a website or information for people to find out a little bit more about the acts that are coming up or maybe a schedule for the things that are going on, is there a website you can share?
That's a good question. You know, we'll be streaming on YouTube at www.pbs.org/a Capital 4th. So you could definitely go on there and see it if you're not going to watch it on PBS. But the program website is www.pbs.org/a Capital 4th/home. So you can go, you can find out all information on that website.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And for fans who want to keep up with Alfonso Ribeiro in general, if they can even try, because he's nonstop. Alfonso, social media wise, where can they go?
Well, you know, obviously, I don't even know my handles. I think it's The Real Alfonso Ribeiro on Instagram and Alfonso Ribeiro on Facebook and Alfonso_Ribeiro on X.
All the Alfonso Ribeiro that you could ever want, and it is right here, of course. Check it out on PBS. We'll have links. Alfonso, thanks so much for jumping on the show today. I know fans loved hearing from you, and happy 4th of July.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you.